are they in such a hurry to require this? But back, you know, I'm not saying that that's what it is. But back the train up a little bit. You said that that this bill doesn't say anything about that. Well, if we go and we rely on every little thing that our government says as to be the, you know, the whole truth of what they say, then we would believe that the job of FEMA is to manage hurricanes, you know, is to deal with natural disasters. Well, let me enlighten y'all about something. FEMA is in the business of building concentration camps. Yes. What is the Federal Emergency Management Agency? Simply put, it is the secret government. This agency has powers and authority that go well beyond any other agency in the country. What can FEMA do? It can suspend laws. It can move entire populations. It can arrest and detain citizens without a warrant and can hold them without a trial. It can seize property, food supplies, and transportation systems. It can even suspend the Constitution of the United States. When the first concept had been presented, its original mission was to assure the survivability of the United States government in the event of a nuclear attack. Its secondary function was to be a federal coordinating body during times of domestic disaster. These disasters consist of earthquakes, floods, and hurricanes. Well, it's pretty obvious, considering the way that they handled Katrina, that dealing with hurricanes was not their primary thing. You know, they should probably concentrate on the concentration camps and leave the hurricanes to somebody else. But
this FEMA expertise is being read to you by D on KOWA by the internet page on Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Yes, type in FEMA plus concentration camps and you can learn all about it. The secret black helicopters that are reported throughout the U.S., mainly in the West California, Washington, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Colorado areas, are flown by FEMA personnel. It has been given the responsibility for many natural disasters such as forest fires, home heating emergencies, refugee situations, riots, and emergency planning for nuclear and toxic incidents. It works together with the 6th Army in the West. A series of executive orders was used to create FEMA. It does not matter whether an executive order is constitutional or not. It becomes a law simply by being published in the Federal Registry. These orders go around Congress. List of executive orders. Executive Order 10990 allows the government to take control over all modes of transportation, highways, and seaports. Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media.
Down boy, this is a long list.
Well, we're going to read it all. We are going to read them all. Executive Order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10998 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 1100 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 1101 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 1102 designates the Postmaster General to operate national registration of all persons. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all airports and aircraft, including commercial aircraft and private aircraft, I assume. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. Executive Order 11005 allows the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Executive Order 11051 specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to put all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tensions and economic or financial crisis.
I know you've lost some of us because I know there's eyes glazing over.
Executive Order 11310 grants authority to the Department of Justice plans to set out in executive orders to institute industrial support to establish judicial and legislative liaison to control all aliens, to operate penal and correction institutions, and to advise and assist the president. Executive order.
Did you just say control all aliens?
Yes.
Does this mean because I really did, my eyes glazed over. Did what are we talking like?
Snap your fingers around your head. snap your fingers around your head.
Are we talking like Mexican aliens?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Just checking.
This was.
I was wondering if we were talking Area 57 for a minute.
No, we're talking Mexican aliens. 11049 assigns emergency preparedness. Well, this is a borderline conspiracy show, so I'm just going to set one rule right here, right now. We ain't talking about aliens on this show.
Well, okay? It is a borderline conspiracy show.
Well, this is not crazy talk. 2-hour show. This is real stuff. We ain't talking about aliens.
Unless there is something that lands that is newsworthy.
Well, yeah. If an alien comes down, in the event of that, we will talk about aliens. But you know, all the lizard people living on the other side of the moon and all this nonsense, we are not talking about any of that. Yes, there is such a thing as a reptilian brain. It is called the amygdala, and it doesn't mean that aliens flew down here 10,000 years ago and raped a bunch of monkeys and freaking turned them. Yes, it does not mean that. Every mammal on this planet has an amygdala. It's just the way that
mentioned in the movie Waterboy.
It's just the way that the brain develops, okay? And then 11049 assigns emergency preparedness function to federal departments and agencies, consolidating 21 operative executive orders. And then 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and flow of money in the USA, financial institution in any undefined national emergency. It also provides undefined national emergency. Yes, it also provides that when a state of emergency is declared by the president, Congress cannot review the action for 6 months. So that means that if the president decides that we are in a state of emergency, then Congress can have say absolutely nothing about it for 6 months. And then guess what? Well, if we're in a state of emergency and they come around and they try to round up everybody and put them into these FEMA camps and tell them that they have to go to work for, you know, shipping whatever off to China, then we're probably going to be in a state of emergency for a long time.
Who declares a state of emergency, though? Does Congress declare a state of emergency? Does the House of Representatives declare a state of emergency? Or does the president declare
it
a
also,
state of emergency?
It also provides that emergency is declared by the president. These are executive orders. These are orders that must be enacted by the executive branch of the government, which is...
And by God, I declare myself the president. And we're in a state of emergency. Everybody's too damn poor. And we're going to go do something about it right now.
Well... I honor that, and I say, yes, we are going to do something right now. And, yes, we are all the president because, yes, we are in a state of emergency. And the state of that justification for declaring this a state of emergency is that our government is completely unconstitutional. So from now on, we are no longer going to call it our government on this show. We're going to call it the United States government because we are not governed by them because they have revoked the right to govern us completely because they are going against the Constitution. But back to
please don't read any more lists.